You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The Broncos' summer break continues, but again, no break for us. We're right here delivering the mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with the first question from Glenn Shute, who asks, who has made the most progress at tight end? Also, do you think any of them have the potential to be Pro Bowl caliber at some point? Well, I'm going to hold off on the Pro Bowl caliber thing because a lot has to happen. And you're talking about some young guys, Jeff Heirman, Henry Krager Cobble, Manasseh Garner. These guys haven't even played a snap. So let's just kind of throttle back on that just a little bit. But certainly among the young tight ends, Krager Cobble had a very good 4 weeks of OTAs. You want to see him get bigger. That's something that Gary Kubiak has mentioned. He needs to add a little bulk in the weight room, but he can catch almost anything, good instincts. And because Jeff Heirman was struggling with a hamstring injury, got a lot of first-team work. Virgil Green's dislocated finger also contributed to Krager Cobble getting first-team work. Manasseh Garner, I think you're looking at him maybe as a potential practice squad guy. Made some plays in the passing game, but I think he's really going to distinguish himself when they get to training camp and when full pads go on and you get into full contact, because he's a bruiser, he's a blocker type. Garrett Graham, let's see where he fits. Obviously, he's a veteran. He came in from Houston, saw a lot of first-team work in OTAs because of the injuries to the other guys, and you know what you're getting in Garrett Graham. Very similar to Owen Daniels. You know, maybe not as skilled, maybe not doesn't have the same production over the years, but knows the scheme the way Owen Daniels did in recent years. To say any of them are Pro Bowlers, it's too early. Jeff Heirman, too early, and frankly, because he was limited by the hamstring and OTAs, we don't really know what he has at this point. I think training camp's going to be very key for him, but I think the Broncos have some helpful parts. I think they can collectively get some good production from the tight end from this group that they have. We'll see if any of them break out. Second question this week is from Dave Bishop asking about Paxton Lynch's arm strength. Says, we keep hearing that Lynch has a strong arm. How would it compare to Elway's? Receivers used to complain that it was painful to catch a pass from John. Well, John Elway's arm strength back in the day was unusual, and I think he could step into the NFL today. Obviously, not at his age, but if 23-year-old John Elway was in the NFL today, I think he'd have the strongest arm of any quarterback in the game. Elway's arm was unusual, to say the least, and unusual in a good way. So I'm not going to sit here and compare Paxton Lynch's arm strength to John Elway's. It's unfair to do that to Paxton Lynch, quite frankly. Is it strong enough to be an NFL-caliber arm? Absolutely. You can see that when he throws to the sidelines 20 yards up. There's a lot of zip on the ball. Usually it's those intermediate to deep out passes where you start seeing the ball flutter. But Paxton Lynch throws a good ball to the outside. And the other thing, we saw this a lot at Memphis, and we saw this during 4 weeks of OTAs. Great deep ball, great on the post route. Does a good job leading his receivers downfield. There's a lot of zip on the ball. So I'm not going to say Paxton Lynch has John Elway arm strength, but I'm not going to say anybody has John Elway arm strength, except maybe Dan Marino circa 1985. But Lynch's arm is strong enough. It'll be one of the better arms in the game, I think, once he gets everything down pat as far as the mental aspects of running an offense and just focus on playing. That's when you're really going to see the arm and what it can do. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's holiday weekend mailbag, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.